Good morning and welcome to the Kerry O'Connor Show, the talk show with internationally known master visionary, profound psychic, and modern-day oracle, Kerry O'Connor. I'm your co-host, Dave Turco. Our show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. We are here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we can all get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written into our DNA a little easier. This is what we love to do, and we welcome you to join us as this is a call-in show. And the beauty of having a reading with Kerry, you can ask any question you want, but we do encourage you to be specific. We're excited to be here, and you now have total access to a truly gifted modern mystic. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Hey, Kerry, good morning.
Hi, David. How are you?
Very good. And, you know, Kerry, before we start, I always like to tell our listeners on KKNW what our format is going to be for today's show.
Mm-hmm.
We have 4 15-minute segments. We're going to use the first segment to let people know about the 2 events that are coming up this weekend in Massachusetts. Also, to update everybody on your website, live appearances, newsletters, and the like. So, folks, please keep a pen and paper handy. There's lots going on, and some of it you'll want to write down. Then Kerry's going to share with us her latest information from her guide. The last 45 minutes will open up the lines, and Kerry will be all yours. So, Kerry, this is the weekend up in Massachusetts. You've got a couple of events, and then a follow-on event in October that builds on those 2 events.
Absolutely.
And let's talk about those first.
Friday night, we're doing a White Stream Live, and White Stream Lives are fun, David. They're gallery-style events. They're readings. They're very entertaining. It's to introduce people to the world of intuition and energy, actually. So I randomly read people from the audience, and I, of course, I respect it. I never read anybody that does not want to be read, and so it's a very fun light evening. So fun night out. The next day is the Body Temple class, and that is a class where it spills on our energy bodies, and so we all are recognizing ourselves as energy beings, and so we are really being encouraged to wake up to what does that mean exactly. And so I tell people, as far as recognizing yourself, as far as an energetic being, it profoundly changes your life, because when you see yourself as an energetic being having a human experience, or an angel having a human experience, you can't, it cannot not change your life. And then what does it mean to be an energetic being? What do we have to do? And so I like to remind people that washing, clearing, recognizing ourselves as an energetic being, then we want to take care of the energetic body. So the Body Temple class is tools to have you see yourself, again, as an energetic person, having an human experience. Quantum physics have shown that we are energy beings. We're electromagnetically based. And so to create a strong foundation within ourselves will absolutely have a direct effect on every aspect of our life. It cannot not. So this class helps build that strong foundation. It's the Body Temple class. So it's recognizing ourselves that we are essence in a temple. Our body is a temple. The stronger it is, the more we could hold that light and frequency. That light and frequency has a magnetic pull, and then we start magnetically pulling in the life that we desire. So that's a very exciting. I love the work with that with the Body Temple class, and the Master class over in October. It builds on that. It clears out another part of the energy field. So we get deeper. We get down to what the guys call the nitty gritty. So then we can clear off any of the. Think of it as energetic fog or smog or stuff we could pick up, the plaque, let's call it plaque, that we could pick up throughout the day and even other incarnations. And so when we're able to identify that and see that, we are, what I see is awareness, we're 75% there. So with that awareness, we're able to use tools, you're given tools throughout the class to be able to release from those patterns and then really start feeling like you're writing your script of what kind of life you want to co-create. And that's what every master has said for thousands of years. You can do this too and more. So those are 2 foundational classes that help you claim your birthright as a master.
Yeah, you know, and I'm assuming in those classes Do you give them attunement?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They receive several attunements out, actually, throughout the day.
Right, exactly. And what I wanted to get across to folks who are listening, Carrie is a profound psychic in that she reads your energy field, your multidimensional energy field, and that in and of itself is quite extraordinary. She doesn't have to be in your presence. She doesn't even have to know your name. It's quite a remarkable thing. In her workshop, you know, when somebody here is building your temple body or the body temple, the master grid, what on earth is that? Carrie talks a lot in terms of energy because that's what she is and that's what she experiences and that's what she sees. That's her reality. And so sometimes it might not be so in a grounded state that people can relate to so much. But I just want to tell folks that from somebody who's experienced, well, one, I've experienced a lot over the last 25, 30 years, my whole life, really. Carrie's attunements are so powerful and profound, you cannot not experience it or know that it happened. It's something that you're highly, highly aware of. And one of the things that we hope to bring you all, in the form of a book anyway, is some of the experiences that people have shared with Carrie after these attunements. It really is, it's not just talk here. These are real. It will affect you, and you will be profoundly changed in a short period of time. And when I say that, I mean, have a session with Carrie, a reading, go to one of the workshops. That night, you will have profound dreams. Amazing things and so-called coincidences will start to occur in your life. But things will be different, and you'll notice that. And I just want to share that with people. It really is so powerful. In spite of all of your talents and all the things that you've gone through, let people know Carrie is a very humble and understated person. The many, 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 many things that you do that are unspoken that people don't know, that we were talking about this on an earlier show. When you give a reading with a person, at the same time, simultaneously, unbeknownst to the person you're giving a reading to, you're actually giving them energy work at the same time. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
We're actually working on the energy body.
Right. And I like to point out that the person's higher self absolutely knows. And so they're,
right.
And so they might not be consciously aware of it, but this is absolutely their angel self, their higher self. And even if those are foreign terms to them, there's a part that it's not foreign at all. It's written in our DNA of who we are. So
that's right.
Of our mastery. So that's where a lot of people, when they have a reading, even a short one, they say, gosh, I feel a lot better. All of a sudden, God, I could breathe. I had pain in my side, and all of a sudden that pain in my side is gone. And they call to ask about their lost mother, father, or dog. And so
right.
They experience these healing shifts. And so that is because every single reading is an exchange of energy. And my intention is the highest and best for all concerned. And so it's like, I call it like high-fiving. So picture the high fives when you do a high-five with a person. That when we high-five with the intention of clearing, of releasing, of this highest intention of unconditional love, that allows the energy field to continue to repattern itself, to let go of restrictions, of pain, physical, mental, emotional, in the energy. It keeps on repatterning and repatterning. And so that's a wonderful thing. And the greatest thing, too, is I tape my sessions. And so when people have I've heard so many times people wear out the tapes because they listen to it over and over again. And they're listening, and they don't know why they're drawn to listen to it over and over again. And they hear, and I understand they hear different messages every time they hear it. But it's also when you listen to something, you're putting yourself right back in that state. It's that's where, in that place, that has profound healing. And so they listen because it's a healing attunement also when they re-listen to stuff. So it's the what I call the reading or the gift that keeps on giving, because you're constantly, even when you're thinking about it or taking the information, and again, the goal is for you to take action with it, and it profoundly changes your life. It cannot not. That's the whole nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah, it is. And after doing so much work with you, it becomes obvious that the core message is to get across that we are, in fact, energy beings, pieces of God, immortal, and that's what you see and that's what you work on. And that's of utmost importance, as I said at the top of our show, that it is literally written into our DNA this evolutionary jump that we're going through right now. It's no mistake that you're here on the planet. We're all here on the planet at this time to go through all this and to awaken to that reality. Our, what I call the conditioned mind, believes that we're physical, separate beings. And your experience, your knowledge, and your teaching show us differently. We're all interconnected. And people do have and will have a profound effect. And that's why I encourage people so much to go to these workshops, have reading. And as you said, even just listening to over and over, over again, a reading that you've had with Carrie, it attunes you every time. And it is because it's vibration, the vibration that's going on in that reading. We are all energy. And the more we can keep reinforcing that with each other, the more powerful this is going to be. And the easier our leap will be as we move into the next phase of reality.
Absolutely. Wonderful next step in our evolutionary process. We're right in it.
That's right. And you know what? We're headed toward our first break. And please stay with us because Carrie will be taking your calls after the break. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
How do you start your day? Do you tell yourself what a great day it will be? What we say to ourselves inside our own head does matter. Quick start your day in 10 minutes with this CD of positive self-talk that will help you stay in balance all day long. The publisher of New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, gives you two unique 10-minute versions of positive self-talk, especially for the person who wants to approach their day in a more uplifted and spiritually based manner. To order, go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Embrace Your Day.
Find out how to avoid being the next victim of cancer, heart disease, obesity, or diabetes. In his webinar series, The Cure, Save Your Body, Heal Your Life, Dr. Timothy Brantley, the number one best-selling author of The Cure, will share an overview of disease in America, how our eating patterns are destroying our bodies, miracles of natural healing, and his proven guidelines for health, detoxification, and regeneration. Sign up for the webinar series by visiting BrantleyCure.com.
There is one movie that is not about being famous, rich, powerful, or beautiful, but this movie can help you become rich beyond your wildest dreams. There is one movie that every man, woman, and child should see. See One, the movie, now available on DVD at onetheproject.com. Hi, this is Dr. Pat for One, the movie. Now the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Watch it online and be transformed. onethemovie.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Having someone in your corner with knowledge and expertise fully dedicated to your success is the best way to meet your weight and health goals. I'm Angela Pfeiffer, certified nutritionist and owner of The Nourished Body. I am dedicated to teaching you how to eat right and coaching you through the gradual lifestyle changes needed not only to lose weight, but to keep it off for good. If you're frustrated with those extra pounds that you just can't seem to lose, do something about it. Take the first step. I make healthy easy and I make it fun. Take the first step by calling me at 425-747-5282.
Psst, hey you, come here. I got something to tell you. Are you ready to meet your life partner but need a good avenue? SpiritualSingles.com has the largest database of conscious spiritual members on the internet. When you're ready to meet someone, join SpiritualSingles.com. But make sure you're really ready though, because it works. SpiritualSingles.com. Dating, events, and even retreats. Don't forget, that's SpiritualSingles.com. Join today. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. Mondays at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show.
And welcome back to the Kerry O'Connor Show here on KKNW. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Now the fun begins, and we go to your calls. Benny, are we set?
We certainly are there, David, and we're going to start the morning off right with Jared from Kent. He wants to know when things are going to start turning around for Jared. So let's bring him on.
All righty.
Hey, good morning, Jared.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Go right ahead.
I'd like to know when things are going to turn around for me. I talked to you about a month ago, mm-hmm. and you saw a lot of fives around me.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember talking to me, but and I was just wondering when things are going to turn around. I'm kind of keeping my ears open, my eyes.
Okay, good, good. What I'm seeing is the fives numerologically, for anybody that does not know what that means, when I see numbers around a person, that means that when a relative is not handing them to you, that means that you're going through a lot of change. So, Jared, you're going through a lot of change physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And sometimes when this change is so profound, we might not see it in the physical world quite yet, but the part of it, our important job is to do exactly what you said. You're keeping your eyes and ears open, but also I'm seeing a paternal grandfather come in, and he's talking about taking action now, and he's pointing to this week, at the end of this week and going into October, and he shows me, when I see the Venus going backwards, that shows me that Venus has been on retrograde since June, and so that has a profound effect on our second chakra stuff. So second chakra is finances, job, career, sexuality, creativity, and it's that backwards means it's a good time for us to work with that energy, to review it, to weed out what we love, what we care for, what our passions are. So where the grandfather is showing me, when I see white sneakers on and hear the Just Do It commercial of like the Nike sneaker commercial, they're talking about right now, especially you're going to be feeling the energies of the by the end of this week, Jared, to step in and take action. So pay attention to those signs that you're getting as of right now. And also he wants you to review like last Wednesday and Thursday is what I'm seeing, of subtle things that came by, but I'm seeing you kind of looking with your eyebrows confused, and so there could be a part where you didn't know if that was a sign or not. And so think of that your tap your thymus a lot during this week, because that breaks up meridians. It opens up the meridians, I should say, to clear us out, make us hold more light, and also it brings it right down to the physical. And when I hear the song "Let's Get Physical," they want you to do more physical energy stuff to hold the energy. That's going to help you clear out any kind of fog that gets you questioning. And then I'm hearing taking action, taking steps. And so, and I just saw an analogy of this, Jared. I had a client who, and you take a symbolic language for what it is, but it's really important for you to hear this. She was a therapist that just moved to a new state in a new town, and so she opened up her office, and she was did all these things. She heard from her guides, yes, this is what she should be doing. She was going through a lot of change, and then she was at home and waiting for the clients, and she said, and she was like waiting, and then part of her was getting confused and wondering if she'd made the wrong steps, wrong place, and all this other stuff. So she started creating a lot of energetic fog around her. And so it was really important for her to take action. And so I told her, get down into the office like it's a regular 9-to-5 job and put your energy in there, put your action in there. And it was really important. It was pivotally important for her to take action and get herself down into the office, because she is literally putting her physical energy body in there. And this is for anybody that's doing any kind of starting a business, wanting to get start something off the ground. It is so important for us to be there and to anchor our energy in, because we're literally changing the frequency and the vibration and bringing the people in. So there's something similar in that situation, same with you, about taking action when you could take action. And I keep on seeing them handing you a symbolic briefcase. So it's like you're going to work, and even if you're going to you put a space off in your room, and they want you to have a pen, your pencil, paper, and even if you're drawing infinity eights, you are saying to yourself, to the universe, the infinity eights is balanced, and you're open up to balance, and you're magnetically pulling in the opportunities, and you're getting it into the groundedness, and then you go out and pay attention to people coming up and have new connections. So this is where you're going to really feel it. This is the week, and especially by the time over the next 3 weeks into October, you're going to feel and sense again having very synchronistic events. And so be very mindful of that, going for it, and again putting your energy into a room that has you quote unquote going to work. And even if you go and take your paperwork and go into a part of your house, and that's where you're doing what you anchoring in the energy of what you want that you're trying to create, that opens up doors in your physical body that absolutely goes out to the universal grids and pulls in what you're creating. Okay, Jared?
Okay, so it'll be very obvious.
Deeper action.
These things that are occurring will be very obvious to me.
Excuse me?
Will it be very obvious?
Yeah, it's going to be very obvious, and it's really important for you to take that action. It's really important for you to go into again a room in your house and or a little area in your house and really get down to again what is drawing on a piece of paper. Infinity eights have to do with having new opportunities come to me. You're changing the frequency in your front fibers. The front fibers are the 2 feet in front of us where we put all our hopes, dreams, potentials, our worst nightmares, and our fears, right? So when opportunities aren't happening to us, then we could start getting our mental body starts getting foggy. It starts wondering what the heck is going on. Then the stalled engine kind of comes in, and then we start creating our heads go into the awful awfuls, and all of a sudden we're starting to think awful awfuls, and then we feel off balance, and then we're thinking, what the heck's going on here? This is where it's so important for us to take action, to be centered, to go into that 2 feet out in front of you, and even have a picture where there's a stick figure of you, you're drawing sideways eights, have balls that go out to where you draw what you're creating, and when you're drawing it, you're bringing it into the now, you're bringing it into the physical world, and you're putting your energy and your intention into it, deeper into the ground, and then that's and also that will go out to the into the universe. So
yeah.
The part where it's the vision board becomes more alive as you're putting your energy.
Yeah. Hey, Carrie and Jared, I don't mean to break this up, but we do have a bunch of other callers.
Okay. All right. So that good. It's not even good luck. You're going to be excellent co-creation.
Okay.
Good luck, Jared.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Benny, we've got another caller.
Yes, we certainly do. Let's now bring on Marty from Seattle. She's got a question about romance.
Hello.
Hi, Marty. Go right ahead.
Okay. Thank you. It's been a while since I've been in a relationship, and I've been doing a lot of work on myself, and I'm wondering if romance will be a part of my life next year.
Okay, absolutely. Marty, pay attention to the grandmothers are coming in, and a paternal comes in from very far away from you, and so that when I see that, that's a distance that you could have been physically further away from you or have been gone for a while. They're also giving you the numbers 999, so pay attention to that. They also want to say happy birthday September, so they're recognizing somebody's birthday in September and or in and around 2 weeks before or after September. This is where, as far as take the words that I was saying to Jared, as far as taking action. So here you have been taking action, Marty, and you've been clearing stuff and clearing out stuff on your in the romance department, redefining, looking at yourself, what you want in a relationship. That's where the ladies are coming and saying, good job, good job. So are the men, but the ladies in particular, because they're talking about you changing for generational patterns, and you're using your voice. You're really defining and redefining on the female energy side. And so going back to as far as Venus is getting out of retrograde this week, wonderful, wonderful, in the love department. And so this is where they want you, as far as doing similar things as far as what I said to Jared, as far as getting grounded and physical, as far as when you have like a vision board of what you of the person that you want to have the person come in, get more physical with it. Have it draw the person's energy out. And again, when I see infinity eights, or I'll do symbols which represents to me the person's angel self, their highest self. And so when you're drawing it or you're picturing the person in front of you, you are going out to the cosmic grids that are all part of who we are. That's part where we're all connected, where we're all a piece of God, and you're grounding it in closer. It's like to both of you and Jared, and I know there's a theme of this all around the world right now, and actually in the last 3 months, that think about when we start grounding this, it's like making a calling for somebody, and we're calling out to somebody in a room that's right next door, right? Or actually, picture this, in the room, but there's a transparent curtain that we can't see the person right yet, right? So we're calling to the person versus when we calling a long-distance phone call or that we call out in the street and nobody's there. So when we first start out, it sounds like we're making a long-distance phone call and we're calling out to somebody, hello, hello, and there's no answer. That's the time we have to really work on ourselves. And as we're working on ourselves, we are creating a frequency to bring the person in. Then it goes into the person's, like, outside the house, right? And so now you're at the point, just as Jared, same energy answers, just two different arenas, but the energy solution is the same. Getting more physical, Marty, and also with the grandmother, the fan, when I look over the right part of your eye, there's a little ball that has, that it like looks like an energetic, think of an energetic cyst. And so what we're doing is putting energy into an energetic cyst on the right side that has to go with, you're releasing right now, the last residual parts that have to do with past relationships, and then as in you're doing it and taking it out, we're releasing it right now. And so then it's a wonderful time for you to get grounded and picture the person right in front of you and really know, both of you, everybody, know, not just think, not just hope, know it with every fiber of your body that they are coming in. You've already met their energy bodies. You've already met the energy
Harry, we need to go to break.
And that they're on their way there now. So right now, you're absolutely bringing the person in. By November, you already are steadily on dates.
Okay, Marty, thanks so much. And we need to take a break here at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back with more of the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Cancer and stroke are now the greatest threats to life. But there's no need to suffer the side effects of pharmaceuticals or harmful treatments. Whether a patient does or does not wish to use traditional methods, there is a totally non-toxic alternative product, PolyMVA. PolyMVA has been effective with both stroke and cancer for over 10 years. To find out more, call 866-991-9942 or visit polymva.com.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com in Monroe, Washington at 206 East Main.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Nourish Your Soul presents an exclusive intimate dinner with Jay-Z Knight, Saturday, September 29th at Maggiano's Restaurant in Bellevue, where collective consciousness meets to transform reality. Expect a miracle. Exhibitors, only a few tables left, so reserve yours today. Sample Rainforest Treasure Teas and the Whole Body Tonic Illumination. After dinner, a private tour with Jay-Z to her Jay-Z Rose Boutique for dessert. To get your tickets to this full dinner event, go to livingwellsanctuary.com and click on Nourish Your Soul.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
Spend a day of enlightenment and healing for the body, mind, and spirit with John Holland and Brian Weiss in Journey of the Soul. In this fascinating workshop, explore spiritual mediumship with John Holland and let Brian Weiss open the doors into the realm of past life regression. See John Holland and Brian Weiss in Seattle on September 30th. Space is limited, so order now at hayhouseevents.com.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
back to the Carrie O'Connor Show here on KKNW. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819. And you might have noticed from the first two callers that there's a theme, and themes usually set up here. And one of the things is we are energy bodies living this existence, and we can kind of passively allow life to happen to us, but there's the proactive side of taking charge in your life. And this is where Carrie can give you the tools to do that if you don't know them yourself. But that's vitally important to take control and be proactive, and you can create your relationship and your job and everything else. And we're ready to go back to the lines, Benny.
All right, sounds good. Let's now bring on Toby from Seattle, and Toby's wondering where should they focus their attention. So, Toby, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, welcome, Toby. And you're on with Carrie. Go right ahead.
I'm just wondering where I should focus my attention in my life right now.
Her intention.
Okay, focus your intentions. Okay, as far as like daily intentions, affirmations?
No, I'm thinking more maybe in terms of career and building.
Yep, career.
Okay, all right.
Prosperity. And...
Second chakra, yeah.
Okay, all right. What we were talking about during the break, and this is for all the callers, I know there's many people going to ask about careers, opportunities, relationships. It's all second chakra information. So if people aren't used to knowing what second chakra is, it's the second, it's a wheel, an energy center that we all have, and it's all to do with job, career, relationships, where to focus. What is the common theme of why people are all asking these same questions is that there is a real big waking up. Think of that. The guides and angels and the masters are waking all of us up. And, Toby, this means you too. This is what you're feeling. You're feeling a real cellular, what I call it, it's like the scratch you can't quite itch in your skin. And it's like something's got to change. Something's got to move. Something's got to, something big is happening. And so we are all interpreting it and feeling it in different ways because our unique energy systems are different, but the theme is the same. We're really getting huge wake-up calls of something's got to shift. And so, Toby, where I'm looking as far as within your energy, the biggest thing to clear out the past, especially 7 years, review the last 7 years of what's going on, in, especially in your thoughts of what is your heart's desires. Do you speak up and tell people your heart's desires, or do you keep them close to your chest? I see that you have a tendency to keep them close to your chest, and so when I see that, it's like that you don't let everybody know what's your... We could all talk, but we're talking about real deep heart desires, and so work up within yourself to really review what's going on the last 7 years, and you created the part, the pattern, but by the time you were 7 years old, to keep that, what your heart's desires, close to your chest because of fear of having the rug pulled out or not supported or not having it come true. And so this is where when we're talking about the different classes and stuff and energy exercises, and that we're all energy beings, when we clear ourselves off and we go to your 7-year-old, Toby, part of your 7-year-old is getting in contact with you saying, Toby, I want to clear out and get to what I love to do, and I feel like I want my turn, that I've served everybody else, and that when am I going to get my turn? And you're really waking up on a cellular level. It is my turn. What am I going to do? What do I have to do? And so the biggest thing you could do is, again, recognize yourself as an energy being and start a daily practice of clearing off your energy field. I give free energy exercises, and this goes out for everybody. Email me. I will send them to you, and the energy exercises will help you get opportunities, get relationships, really get into clear of what you want to make happen in your life and what we're all feeling on such a deep cellular level that is so different from even 2 years ago is a major shift. Something's got to change. And so when we change within ourselves, clear off and strengthen ourselves, what becomes crystal clear is what we want to do. When I'm looking in the area of your heart is where, as far as what is your heart's desires, there's think of it as an energetic fog that goes down to the second chakra. And the second chakra, I'm seeing the infinity eight that's pulsing, but it's kind of weaker on the right side. So that's the side that we go and take it out into the world. So when I see weaker on the right side, we want to strengthen that on the right side because that's the signature we put out to the world. So the key is going within yourself, clearing yourself off. And this doesn't have to take 7 years. This is very, very quick here. And then you'll be much more, think of your shoulders going in and then your shoulders over the next 3 months going into next year. of going out, and you feel like you can breathe. You feel like, oh, my gosh, this is what I want to do for myself. And then all of a sudden, people start in the world start treating you differently. They start saying, geez, you look different. What's going on with you? Everything, your hair looks good. That color looks good in you. All of that is because you change the energy frequency of yourself, and then you're really clear about what you want to create in this next aspect of your life. And so that's the biggest thing that that's part of this thing of what's going on with me is happening with you. You're really being asked to feng shui, clean out physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and everything else will settle itself out. The biggest thing to take action is to start inward first, and that's for everybody. We can't go make major shifts, go across country and do major job changes and all that stuff if we have a shaky inside. If our foundation is built on a foundation that's shaky or under construction, let's say, under major construction, it would be very to step out and to go change jobs and do that kind of stuff would be feel shaky for us. It wouldn't feel very secure. And so by tuning ourselves in, that's where we get relationships, job, career, opportunity. And so, Toby, the invitation is you're starting another seven-year cycle. And so this one is the sky is the limit, and really get really, really into yourself and use your voice of what you want, because it is your time, it is your turn, and you got all the help there, Angelus and people around you, that you to voice out what you need, because that's a big thing with you as far as being able to ask for help and receive the nurturing. So that's huge. It's part of your life lesson.
Okay, Toby.
Okay, thank you. And
you're welcome, Toby.
What email address can I email for the clearing out?
I couldn't quite hear that, Toby. Could you repeat that? Speak up, please.
I heard she mentioned an email address for the
steps. Union 1111. It's also, you could go on my website, CarrieO'Connor.com, and then you could email, and you could get, I'll email you free energy exercises that will profoundly help get that foundation really solid. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Very good. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Always want to throw that in there. CarrieO'Connor.com. Very easy to remember. That's the stopping off point, and that has all the contact information where you can get the free energy reading. And can we go to our next call, Benny?
Sounds good there, yes. And we're going to go to Beverly from Everett, Washington. She's got a puppy right now that she may have to give up. She's not quite sure. She's having a little tough time deciding, so let's bring her on and see what we can do.
Okay. Hi, Beverly. You're on with Carrie.
Hi. And I loved what you said about the energy work. I'm going to check it out.
Thank you.
I have a female dog, and she had puppies, and I was keeping one, and I couldn't decide between two. Mm-hmm. Well, every once in a while, I feel like I should be giving up the baby one, or the runt, mm-hmm. And I have it in my mind that, okay, this is what I should be doing, and I've done it twice, and then I start regretting it after I start the ball rolling to give him to someone else.
Okay.
But I feel like I need to do it for him and for the mother. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm just in a quandary here.
Okay. All right. It's interesting because what I'm seeing with you, Beverly, is that the runt of the baby that wants to stay is that it's there for healing for your little girl, your 3.5-year-old child, that puppy and the dynamics of the mother and the puppy could do some profound healing with you. So think of, and it's not the, I want to be clear with this, the wounded child does not want to keep the dog, to keep the puppy, to keep the wounds. It's to heal the wounds. It's to think of when you're feeling or hearing or getting split with energy, part of it's like, no, I have to do the practice. It's like the mental mind gets in the way. This is what I have to do. This is what I've done before. Da, 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 da. And then here comes the essence saying, you could do profound healing. So this is this dynamic that you're seeing within everybody. There's real physical, cellular post-traumatic stress being released from your body and being able to release going back down to when you're 2.5 years old to 3.5 years old. And so then when we heal that child, the sky's the limit. So that's what I'm seeing that you're in the quandary about as far as the 2.5-year-old girl, because she could come up as far as the first part feel wounded, then we don't, you know, part of that, it reminds us of pain. So, again, our mental mind says, wait a minute, this is kind of nutty. This is crazy. I've done this before, blah, blah, blah. Get out of the mental mind and really step into the heart. And then, and when the head wants to say, well, what about this? What about this? Just that, what about is your ego trying to tell you that this is the way it should be because it's the way it has been in the past? Listen to look at it from the two-year-old, two and 2.5 to 3-year-old child, and then you'll absolutely have your answers, okay?
Oh, is that Beverly?
So you're saying I got to figure it out for myself?
No, not. Yes, I am in a way because you're owning with the dog. I'm not, okay? So I don't want responsibilities in. What I'm saying is that your 2.5 to 3.5-year-old dog,
right,
it's much bigger than just the dog. It is to do cellular,
okay,
healing and go back to think about what was going on when you were 2.5 to 3.5 years old.
I know what was going on.
You're breaking a foundation of your feet. It doesn't have to be the huge, awful, awfuls of molestation or anything like that. It could be a sibling being born, and our attention is brought away from mom and all this other stuff. And it's not a blame game. It's just to be able to honor that wounded child that wants nurturing in that puppy and dog, and that relationship between the mother and the puppy does so profound healing for you, right? And so,
okay,
this is where going back to out of the mental body and go into your heart and ask the question with your heart, with looking at it as the observer, so the mental body's not in the way saying this is,
okay,
the way it should be, right? And this
I got
way.
It.
Okay,
and
great.
The answer will be there, okay?
Okay, thank you. I got
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Fabulous. That was a great one. Thanks so much, Beverly. And we need to take our last break of the day. You're listening to The Kerry O'Connor Show.
Are you yearning to live a more fully expressed and joyful life? Do you want to explore and discover what ignites your heart? Heart Ignited is a potent coaching process created by Deborah Tracci, a life and transition coaching pioneer. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about this unique process. Go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100 to learn more. That's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Kerry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Kerry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. Mondays at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show.
Haven't found the time to study the mysteries of the universe? We understand. And in fact, that's why so many busy people choose to use the distance learning option from the College of Metaphysical Studies. There's no classes to attend, no traffic to fight, and no weather or parking issues either. You can earn a metaphysical, spiritual, or esoteric degree at your own pace in the comfort of your own home. Visit us at cms.edu or call 800-780-META.
We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourished the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
Vacation with the Hay House Superstars. Sign up for the most outlandish Hay House conference yet aboard a luxurious cruise ship. I Can Do It at Sea. Meet some of your favorite authors, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Marianne Williamson, and Doreen Virtue, plus soul nourishing workshops, parties, gorgeous port cities, and more, all amid a breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today at ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to the Kerry O'Connor Show. This is our last segment, so you've got about 10 minutes to be with us. And we can go right to our caller, Benny.
All right, sounds good. Let's now bring on Missy from Kirkland. She's got two jobs, very different between the two, and she wants to maybe make a little decision here, so let's bring on Missy.
Hi, Missy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Missy. We can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. How's that?
Perfect.
That's better.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, one job I haven't interviewed for yet, but it's supposed to be this week. It's got great benefits. I like the hours. Hopefully it'll be like during the day because it's part-time, and they pay for school, which that's what I really am looking forward to. The other job, on the other hand, will start right away this week, you know, and it's a job.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just wondering whether you feel about that and what would be the best for future.
Okay. Missy, you know what is interesting is that you're very clear and empathic. That means you pick up energy, subtle energies, very very well, and also you're very clear knowing. So I just want to remind you of that because do you notice you even talked about the first job of what's coming up with the interview, and your energy got really, really big, right? And it was really like, this is my, like, what you're, think of this. You're going for the first job that is your heart's desires. What makes you expand? Your first job, just the other one is just a job, right? So think of your whole energy contracted, and then the first one, it really expanded. And so part of the thing that we're all being asked to step into is saying, yes, I can have my cake and eat it too. I'm going to release any kind of doubt and fear. And yeah, the other one starts right now this week, but it's not it doesn't make my heart sing. When it makes my heart sing, we literally vibrate a higher vibration. When we vibrate a higher vibration, that energy goes through all our energy bodies, and it helps. Think of like the Pac-Man going, pop, 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 pop. It eats away any of our, even our subconscious fears, or you can't have that. It's going to fall. You're going to fall on your face. Who do you think could have that? All of those things, those voices that sabotage ourselves and or to have us delay to thinking that we can't, that it's not going to happen for us. We are learning and claiming our mastery, and we can have our cake and eat it too. So you know this. I feel like I'm just reminding you. The job that makes your heart expand is the one that is going to, when you expand, you literally magnetically pull in different people, different places, just different experiences, and it makes your heart sing. Go for the one that makes you expand.
So the first one that
Absolutely.
Has all the great benefits is
yep.
the one that I will get.
Yes, and you're going to, that's the thing, that's the key where you want to not only think, you want to act like it's already done. So
yeah.
Be the wizard, and you're going to already act like it's already done. You're going to see what you know where it's at physically, so you're visualizing yourself already driving home with the job in hand, even put yourself a month and a half out from the job that you've already done it for a month and a half, how happy you feel, how great you feel, what you're going to wear, all of those feelings create and open up the doors to not only get it, you hold the posture that it's a done deal. And so what you're doing is that this opportunity to manifest this thing came from your work that you've been doing the last 3 years, and now you're stepping into it. So own it, and when your head wants to go, oh, no, it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen, just blow it away, literally blow it away. It's time for us to get physical and blow that thought away. Think of it. It's a thought to scare you, and then when we're scared, we go down to our survival thing. The survival is take the job, right, the other job. So
yeah.
You blow that thought away. You go for that job. You will shine, and the people will notice, and they will notice your shining, your passion for that. And, of course, you're going to get the job because you've created the job in the first place. So it's going to be an of course. You hold that in your energy field, and that goes through radiating through. The people feel that and to act like it's already done. That's how we manifest. We go from the front, and we bring it back. And we have to stay really aligned to that and believe it. And so when our head gets, again, shaky or wants to scare us, blow it away.
The interview is going to be this week then
this is action right now. This is you're taking this right now.
Okay, so the interview will happen this week?
The interview, it might not happen this week, but it was going to happen at maybe next Tuesday. But actually, that's good because we're finishing up Venus in retrograde, full moon completion time. So think of on an energetic level, it's okay that it happens next Tuesday. And actually, think of next Tuesday is 7 days, 6 days away from here, so this is a great time for you to energetically clear your body, step into it, really own it, and be passionate about it, and that will, the prep time will help you. You're going to shake the hands of the people, thank you very much, and that you signed the bottom line, you got it, and you walk out of there victorious, okay?
Okay, Missy, thanks so much.
Thank you, bye.
Yeah, and keep us updated on that one. And we have one last caller to go to.
All right, let's now bring on Mary from Kent. Let's see, let's frequency that is moving me around right now. Four. She wants some frequency moving forward. So let's see what she's wanting to go with that. Mary?
Okay, Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm just interested in the immediacy of this frequency that seems to be pushing and propelling me forward. And I'm going on a solo journey to Arizona, and it just feels like I'm supposed to just explore and let spirit direct the way. What's
right.
up?
Right. Think of that's a wonderful benefit, Mary, of the clearing that you have done. And it's a perfect last call, because what you're doing is that you're saying, spirit, let's go hand in hand. So it's not that we're handing our power over and say, spirit, I'm lost as sheep and I don't know where to go, right? You're going side by side, hand by hand with spirit, with our guides, which everyone's asking us to do. Act like we're the brother, we're the guider. Don't put us up on a pedestal, because think of that the flashlight of the guides, when it's up on a pedestal, it's not as dark. It's still dark. When we put that flashlight and we have our guides standing side by side of us, it enlightens the whole way. And you're being propelled forward. Part of this is the rebirthing process, that there's a part where you do need to be individual and be by yourself, because you can pick up on other people's energy too. So this is a solo thing, but it also is where you're, it's a huge soul retrieval, Mary. So A-plus for you for doing it, taking the action, because sometimes, and they even showed me in the past that you could have had these urges and then kind of put yourself off on the shelf. So A-plus is what I keep on seeing. I've given you an A-plus, but this is not a judgment thing. This is a congratulations, good for you. You'll absolutely be guided. You will have me synchronistic people. The soul retrieval is the biggest part, because you come back, it's like a totally changed person, but there's not that there was anything wrong with you. Soul retrieval is where we get those aspects of ourselves that has been, but through trauma, and even it could be past life stuff, have been in place for taken off. So you come back with a whole new perspective. I call it going from elevator 3 to elevator 4. So elevator 3 has chaos, has confusion, has thinking like the brass ring is outside of us. Elevator 4 is peace, is harmony, is that we really start making and owning our mastery and sitting in that chair of mastery and taking that in every single part of our fiber. And that is so exciting. And that's exactly what you're doing. And so we are, with what we're all being called to step up to. And so think of that. This is like a part of forever changing your life and feeling that relationship where it's co-creation with spirit. And so that co-creation posture is what we're all waking up to. Think of for thousands and thousands of years, we've had what I call is the vertical line posture. So we were trained to put our heads and neck up to Father, Mother, God. And now we're, the last 10 years, or actually this whole incarnation, but the last 7 years in particular, our souls are being woken up to say, hey, what about these horizontal grids here? What about this? I call you brother. You could do this too and more. And so we're waking up to opening up those pathways within our own energy grids, which allows us to hold more energy. More energy is more light and love. That electromagnetically, again, component pulls in our deepest desires, our heart's desires, and also it clears out if we're foggy, if we're like, should I go or should I stay? Is a guy going to come in? Where should I go? Opportunities. I can't emphasize all of that, every single part of it works itself out when we are clear energetically. It cannot not. That's energy by dynamics. And so the part that could be quote unquote tricky is when we have doubt or the ego wants to come in and scare us. That's when we have to use the tools that are given to us to be able to get ourselves back on the empowerment horse, because it's just part of, think of growing pains, that is very typical for part of old patterns want to scare us.
Need to wind up here, sir.
So that's perfect. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Mary, and have a great journey. And if you'd like to contact Carrie for a private reading or about a workshop, her number is 860-887-1201. And please visit her website at carrieoconnor.com for more information. Thanks for being a great audience today. And please join us every Monday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. KKNW, for another hour of the Carrie O'Connor Show. For Carrie O'Connor, I'm Dave Turco. Until next week, may you align with the divine.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, Seattle.
Tune in to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair every Monday at noon. Talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. Bringing you enlightening conversations with authors, creatives, innovative business and health professionals, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Sharing their expertise and life stories. Making a difference, one word at a time.